keynote speakers.
Thanks, Jay. Hi, I'm Simon Ominadi.
Hey, Simon.
Thanks, Gary, for asking me. My first reaction when he asked me to do the chair was no, and because I said my sponsor wasn't going to be here, so I'm going to have to delay it a little bit. But he was just like, and I asked my sponsor, and he was just like, "You've got to do it." And I was like, okay. And then I was all ready to do it, and then I basically had to. Someone else had a birthday chair here instead, so it was. I had a delay on it. But yeah, it's really good to be here, and it's really good to be clean. Although I was really nervous before, and I could feel my heart racing and my stomach going turning and my mouth going dry, and almost like similar feelings I used to have when I was about to do drugs, really, or about to do, you know, or waiting for the dealer to arrive. I used drugs and drank for over 20 years, and all I know is from that experience is that when I put a drink inside my body, I wanted another one. And then after I'd had a couple of drinks, I wanted to, anything else became a good idea. And then the need and the want for something else to get more high was, it was like flicking a switch for me. And it was the trigger that made me, you know, cocaine was a big part of my using, and drink was always the trigger that set me off to do that, really. But I used a lot of other drugs as well, because it was. But the thing is, once I had a drug or a drink inside my body, then all I would think about is that next drink or drug, and I could be talking to you in the face and looking at you, but really at the end of the day, all that was going on in my mind was, I want to do another line, I want to get another drink, and I wouldn't, and at the end of the day, I did that, and I went out as well, and I went out for quite a while in the States, and which really I shouldn't have been going out looking, not being able to talk. I always used to not be able to talk when I'd done too much coke, and I used to pull funny faces. And, I thought that was a good idea and a good time, I guess. I don't know. It's some funny photos. I don't know. But I did get some funny nicknames. They used to call me Simon Shakes, Shaking. Simon Parkinson's, but I still went out, so the shakes have died down a bit, but, I don't know, it's kind of, that was like the insanity of actually going out, and actually going out like that was quite mad, really. It's looking back and seeing photos of myself when I was out like that. It's like I don't recognise the person in the picture. I know it's me, but it's kind of weird, because it's quite scary, the thought of actually being in that situation and being that off my head, and that in that situation really frightens me today. And I'm really grateful to be sober and clean. At the end of the day, I am an addict, and I'm addicted to a lot of things. And it's not just the drink and the drugs. It's my mind that's the problem, because my mind can tell me to do things, and I can act on it and think, yeah, that's a good idea, when really I shouldn't. Gambling at the moment has been a bit of a problem for me, and. I hate smoking, but I tend to do it every day. I drink so much coffee. I haven't been in the sun for about a month, but everyone says I look tanned. I think it's staining my skin. I don't know. I'm drinking so much of it. I don't know. It's quite scary. I don't know. I don't know if it's not doing me any favours, that's for sure. Like I said, I did use for over 20 years, and it's, I don't know, it's, it's like a whole chunk of my life that I can sort of equate to that. I mean, and I've stopped quite a few times as well, and I've been in recovery quite a few times. And I don't know. I think when I came around before, I think I always thought I had another use up in me, I guess. And I think there was always conditions on me picking up. I didn't actually feel like I'd actually completely surrendered, and I felt like I was full scar. I might be jumping all over a bit. I'm just going to say that I did a lot of mad and stupid things when I was drunk and high. You know, primarily drink and drug driving was, we used to go out all the time and get behind the wheel. And that in itself is a miracle that I didn't actually kill myself or kill anyone else. And, you know, I did get banned from driving when I had a provisional license. I got banned I lived in the Isle of Man for a bit and I got banned there. And at that time, that was in the 80s, that you could get a license in, different parts of the country. So I got banned there, and they gave me a provisional license back, and I came back to London and passed my test. And it's just the insanity of just doing things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I carried on doing that, and it was that panic and that awful sense of dread at the end of the night that I'd get behind the wheel and drive home, and every car I thought was a police car. Every car, and it was just that. I mean, it was also that. I can have that sense of dread now, and I can still feel it today. And it's such a relief to be able to drive today and not actually have that terror and that panic. And it's just that it's things like that that I'm so grateful for. It really is, and it's just there's I don't know, and nearly dying as well. I mean, at the end of the day, it's. I had quite a few out-of-body experiences where I'd be throwing up over bins and down toilet seats, and actually I could see my spirit lifting out of my body like that was it. And I was thinking in my head, that was it, I'm going to die, and this is it, you're done. I didn't think I'd live to be 40. I really didn't. And I got clean just before I turned 40. And, I got clean on Boxing Day in 2009, and it was at the end of 30 days of continuous using every day, and it was just an awful. I was on my own on Boxing Day morning, and I was in a really lonely, desperate place, and I just didn't see how I could go into the new year still using, because I just didn't think I was going to make it. I missed my family. I didn't see my mum. I was meant to see my mum and my brother on Boxing Day, and completely blew all that off. But what I did do is I made a decision. I got down on my knees and prayed for help, and then I went to a meeting on that Sunday of that week, and I've been coming back ever since. And it's the first time that I did the 90 in 90 days. And for anyone that's new around, it's such an amazing thing, because it's really important to go to as many meetings as possible to actually hear and be reminded of how shit it is, and also that good and bad things can happen, and you don't have to pick up no matter what, and that's what I've heard this time around. Because I don't think I was listening before. And, that's what I did here. I heard hope. And I heard hope even when people were... when there was no hope, I guess. And people, when you think, people were tested to their limits, I feel fortunate enough that I haven't been tested that badly now. But, I know I've got a program that I can actually use and take part of, and actually go in, and if I share what's going on, that people will relate to it, and people will be able to, I'll be able to talk to someone, and I won't pick up, hopefully I won't pick up. I really don't ever want to go back to that place again. I don't ever want to go back to just that feeling, because it's just so horrible. And you know, I've had the most incredible 2 years and 4 months of my life. It's incredible, really. And it is all down to the fact that I've kept coming back, and I've done. It's all down to the fact that I've kept coming back, and I've got a really amazing sponsor who I can basically talk to, and it's such a relief to have a trust with someone who I can speak to about anything, and I don't have any sort of secrets, and I don't have, you know, I can say anything that I'm thinking that, you know, I used to sort of keep secret from people, and that's really great, because I don't have to hide behind things, and he understands, and you talk to other people in the program, and they kind of get it, and they understand what goes on. I mean, my head is fucked, basically, and it's like I said before, it's like my head will tell me to do something, I can do it, but it's like if I stick to coming back to meetings, I always feel better when I come to a meeting. There's some sort of energy or power recovery in a room which you get when you go to a meeting and you sit down, and I instantly feel more relaxed, just even by sitting there before anyone's even opened their mouth. And that is one of the most incredible things about this, the program and the fellowship. And it's you know, I'm so grateful. And I, you know, if I don't go to a meeting for a few days, I can really start, my head starts going a bit wonky. And you know, this is the longest I've ever been clean in my life. And, you know, like I said, hopefully I'm never going to, you know, use again. But just for today, I'm here, and I'm really grateful to be here. Have I still got more minutes? That's what I have. Oh, dear. Oh, God. 1 minute left. This is the third tear I've done in a week. This is quite funny. I got asked to do one last Friday, and then on Monday I did one, and just out of the blue. So it's kind of feels like I've done had a few warm ups. I can't believe I've actually just chatted like this. And it's sorry, I was going in and out of the mic there. Yeah, I've got a lot of hope in my life today, and I've got a lot of, you know, I've got a lot of amazing people in my life, and like I said, I don't shake that much anymore, and you know, I'm really grateful for that. And you know, I'd just like to knock the smoking on the head and a few of the other things, but you know, at least I know I've got a program that I can work towards. And you know, I pray in the morning, and I do readings in the morning, and then that usually sets me up for the day. And I'm still on my step four. I've written a long list of names, and I'm actually going to read them out to someone on Sunday and start going over it a bit more and see how that goes, because I've been procrastinating over that for a bit, and actually it's just sat there. But actually, I've written a very, very long list of names, and it's I'll see where that takes me. But you know, I'm it's really good to be here, and I'll leave it there. Thanks.